Hello, and welcome to the Braided Faith Podcast, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. Together, we'll share stories of faith and redemption to bring hope into your life. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis, and I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and connect you with other people whose stories aren't so different from yours. So grab your hot cup of coffee or hot tea, sit back, relax, and get ready to feel empowered alongside a supportive community of faithful women just like you. This is the Braided Faith Podcast. Hello, hello. I hope you guys are doing well, and I hope this new year is finding you blessed, joyful, peaceful, renewed, hopeful, all of the wonderful things. I know the beginning of the new year has been really amazing for Darren and I, especially after the last couple of months that we've had. It has been we've just been finding time to relax, enjoy life. We're getting settled in into the new home. I am healed from surgery that I had in December. I did my first exercise yesterday, which was awesome. So the first question I asked my doctor when I went to get my stitches out this week was, please tell me I can do squats. The whole time I was trying to heal up, I just kept telling my husband, I just want to do a squat so bad. Like, I just needed to exercise. It was really good. Felt really good to be able to finally exercise again. I felt so good afterwards. So I hope that the new year is just finding you in a hopeful place, that you are looking at 2024 with refreshed eyes. And, I know that sometimes it's hard to go into a new year hopeful. I mean, trust me, I know. I've had to like kind of fight through that on a couple of years, just where it was like, you know, I was hopeful last year and this year was awful. And so I just want to encourage you. You know what? Things might go bad this year. Things might go bad. I mean, it's life. But we can have hope and like just knowing that the Lord is going to be with us no matter what happens, whether we're on the mountaintop or we're in the valley, whether we're celebrating life or we're grieving life, we're grieving death, like we've lost some things, we've lost an important person, or we've lost a relationship or a job, we probably will have wins and losses this year. I'm not here to like tickle your ears and like be like, it's going to be a great year. And because it might be a fantabulous year where everything good happens to you. And I pray that for each of us. Oh, what a blessing, right? But a lot can happen in 12 months. And so we probably will all experience being on the mountaintop, and we probably all will experience being in the valley, but our hope is in Jesus. And that's what I want us to celebrate in the new year, that no matter what comes this year, we get to experience this year with Christ. Woo! What a blessing, you guys. It doesn't get better than that. It truly does not get better than that. So I actually had a different show planned for this week, and I'm going to be completely transparent. I like to try to record these a few days. Actually, truth be told, my husband laughs at me. I like to get a lot of episodes in, like kind of batch them. So that way I'm not like scrounging come, you know, publishing day, but with just everything going on, that's been really hard to do. I haven't even been able to put these on YouTube because I can't find my camera. And oddly enough, the camera on my computer does not work very well. I haven't even done a YouTube, in which I do plan on putting these previous ones, even the ones I didn't film, for video. I do plan on putting those audio on YouTube. I just haven't had a chance to do that yet. But anyway, all that to say, so just truth to be told, it's Friday. this is publishing on Sunday. but I did have a completely different show, like, you know, mapped out and ready to go with all the points that I was going to talk about. But in my prayer, in my Bible study this morning, in my devotional readings this morning, I just felt the Holy Spirit just urge me to change what we were going to talk about today, which is fine. But just know I don't have any bullet points. So this might be all over the place. Hopefully not. I mean, you know, Holy Spirit, speak through me, which I always pray for that. But especially when I don't have anything planned, I don't have bullet points for this. This is truly going to be coming from my heart. A lot of y'all probably do a lot of these same devotionals that I'm going to talk about, but I did the Bible app this morning, and I don't always read their scripture of the day or go through their guided scripture, but I did today. The scripture caught my eye, and so I went on to listen to the guided scripture too. So just let me read the scripture to you. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. And then the gentleman went on to talk about, now he didn't fully go into like a talk about our words and that they have power, but I would say the theme of it was that. And he was talking about that probably his least favorite saying is when people say story of my life, you know, when things go wrong, when you know, you're having a bad day, that when people will almost affirm those bad things with story of my life. And I've been guilty of that. And I'm going to be really honest. The past few months, this has been a challenge for Darren and I, especially the month of December. But, you know, since June or July, when we knew that we would have to be moving to this area, to a different town, you know, I would say even then, like, it was weird, like things were really good. And then like something would happen. And so we were kind of like, it was like building up to this moment of where we actually finally move, right? And the month that we were finally moving, it was a disaster. It was insane. I'm just going to be honest, you guys, like, it just seemed like little things kept going wrong. And so it was extremely challenging us to watch our words, challenging for us to watch our words. And we had to carry each other. We had to like remind each other, because sometimes I had it, you know, and, you know, or if something would happen, one of us had to be the positive one. One of us had to say, no, we're still blessed. Don't think like that. Don't say that, you know, like, let's change that word. Like, because, and it wasn't, I will be completely honest, for the first time and probably the first time in mine and Darren's marriage. I mean, we've been married for a while, so this may have happened years ago, but at least in the past few years, for the first time in our marriage, in a very long time, if it's happened before, we were both struggling. Darren and I have, like, I would say throughout our whole marriage, as long as I can remember, I mean, I'm sure we've had moments, like I said, but for the most part, as long as I can remember, Darren and I, one of us is always super strong. One of us is super, like, if it's not both of us, it's at least one of us is carrying the other with our faith and reminding, like, the other, like, whose you are. Don't forget whose you are. Don't forget who's on the throne. Don't forget who's king of our lives. I mean, and this past month, I'll be honest, we were both a little weak. So it was a day by day thing. Who was going to be the cheerleader today instead of in this season? And so it was like, and I would recognize, okay, it's going to have to be me. His words are, he's had it. He's fed up. I would try to like do my hardest to like get out of my funk and speak life into the situation and speak life into my husband and speak life into our home and our marriage. And, you know, just really try to like put my hope in there and vice versa. You know, because there were days where I can't do this. I can't be the positive one. I can't carry us like with that. You're going to have to take it over. And he would sense that. So then he would be speaking life. But it was a day to day thing. Like it was almost like, are you doing it today or am I doing it today? And so with all of that being said, we have to not allow the enemy to come in with those sayings, with those worldly sayings, to not conform to the pattern of this world. You see, it would have been very, very easy in the month that we had. I mean, I could sit here and list y'all all the things that went wrong. I'm not going to, though, because we're not focused on that, right? I'm not going to focus on that. But it would have been extremely easy for us to conform to the pattern of what was happening in the world, like in the world of things that were going wrong, in the world of how we felt like we were getting attacked by the enemy. Like it felt like it was just attack after attack after attack. We could have easily conformed to that. We could have easily allowed our marriage to suffer in the struggle that we had this past month. We could have easily allowed just everything that was going wrong to be who we were in that season, in that month. But we had to allow for God's goodness and understand that he still has a will for our lives. Maybe there are attacks happening. Maybe there is something going on in the spiritual realm, but God is good. He has a will for us, and his will is pleasing and it's perfect and it's good. So we're going to carry on. We're going to carry through in faith, and we will be on the other side of this eventually. We didn't know how long it would take. We were like, it might go through January. Heck, there was at one point where Darren was like, I hope this isn't how the whole year's going to be in 2024. And I was like, don't say that. We rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to see an end to this soon, because God is the king. Jesus is king over our lives. God is over everything. And so we knew that there was hope at the end of that really weird season of attacks. And so I love that he really went into that, because with us starting a new year, I think we need that, right? We need to know that like we might be going into a new year feeling defeated already. We might be going into a new year where everything was going wrong at the end of 2023. So it's really hard to go into 2024 with fresh eyes, with a renewed hope. But I want to encourage you today that you can. You can, because you know what? We probably are going to have good times and bad times in 2024. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're going to have moments where we're on the mountaintop and where we're in the valley. We're going to have moments where we are celebrating life, and then we're going to have moments where we're grieving. There are going to be ups and downs. A lot can happen in 12 months. And you know what? I pray for all of us to have just an outstanding, fantabulous, full 12 months. How amazing is that? And you know, God can do it. God's done it in our lives before. Can't he do it? He can most certainly do it. Absolutely. But if there are hard times, and if we're fearful of hard times, if we're in a place where, you know, I haven't had a good year for the past few years, why would I be hopeful in this year? I want to encourage you to close your eyes and ask God to renew your hope, to give you fresh eyes for this new year. Because you can be hopeful, because you get to go through this next year, whether it's good or bad, whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, with God right by your side, holding your hand, stroking your hair, holding you like a little baby. He gets to be there with us. And I say holding you like a little baby because sometimes I need that. I need to just lay in his arms and know that he has me and he's my papa. So just remember that you get to do that no matter what comes, whether good or bad, we get to do it with God. And so I love that they really focused on that. You know, stop saying these negative things and speaking these negative things over your life. That's worldly. The truth is God has a will for you that is good for you, that is pleasing, that is perfect, and that is loving. And you get to go into every day. His mercies are new every morning. You get to go in with the renewing of your mind. So I'm going to read this scripture again. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So the real story of your life, as this gentleman on the Bible app was talking about, the real story of your life is that God is with you, God is holding you, God is walking with you. And I want to encourage you to start speaking that over your day, over your circumstances, over your health, over your family, over your spouse if you're married, over your children, over your home. Speak life. Speak the truth. The truth is that God is with you. He loves you. He's perfect, and he has a perfect and pleasing will for your life. So no more negative talk. No more negative talk. And why I decided to do this is because I just really felt a stirring in my spirit, because then I go on into the Daily Grace devotional that I do, and the first thing I read is, we must allow God to transform not only our words and our actions, but our hearts. And I felt like it went so well with what I had just heard in the Bible app. And it just really made me feel like we need to remember to watch our words, especially as we're starting a new year. We get a fresh start. This is a fresh start. I know sometimes I've actually oddly heard a lot of people say, oh, the new year's so silly. It's just another day. No, it's not. It's an opportunity. It really is an opportunity to renew our hearts and our mind. And every day, yes, I mean, I talked about this last week. Every day is that opportunity. But we get to do it with Christ on our heart, in our hearts, in our mind. And so we need to transform not only our words and our actions, but our hearts. And how do we do that? By seeking first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and our hearts are naturally transformed to see what he sees, to believe what he believes, to think what he thinks. You don't have to do it on your own. Please don't try to do it on your own. We have to humble ourselves and know that we cannot do it with our own strength. We have to humble ourselves and ask the Lord to come in and change us from the inside out. So I wasn't really planning on going into this. Let's see. No, that's actually not the one I was going to go into. Well, I don't know where that one went, so maybe that's okay, because I wasn't planning on reading that one anyway. But I hope that this will encourage you to just, number one, seek first the kingdom of God. Pray, ask him. You know, if you're having a difficult time with having hope in this new year, I get it. I've been there. close your eyes. Just get quiet with the Lord. Release all of your thoughts to Him. Submit all of your thoughts to Him and sit in silence with Him. And then ask Him to renew your mind, to renew your hope. Lay it all at the cross for Him. Lay it all at the cross and tell Him you want to exchange all of your fear, all of your insecurities, all of your worry, all of your anxiety for the new year. You want to exchange that for His Spirit, for the fruit of who He is and who He says you are. So I love you all, and I will talk to y'all soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.